You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at a 7-race card at the Curra this afternoon, this Sunday, May the 28th. Of course, it's the second day of their late May fixture. We've got the highlight in the shape of the Irish 1000 Guineas, along with the Group 1 Tattersall's Gold Cup to get the juices flowing this afternoon. Some other good races on the card as well. We've got a good Group 3 for the 3-year-olds coming up at 2:50, plus two very competitive handicaps to conclude the card as well. So a good varied card here this afternoon at the County Kildare venue. As we said at the top of the piece, it's yielding soft in places, but there aren't too many showers forecast for this afternoon, so hopefully it won't get any worse. And there was one or two rail alignments as well, just to keep note of. Okay, parish notice is over. Let's move on to the first of the action then, which comes up in the shape of the 150. It's a 6-furlong maiden, and we've got several decent form lines here to concentrate on. Obviously, Brick by Brick is a worthy favourite based on his performance first time out behind Ken Condon's Romanised in what's turning out to be quite a decent little contest from that Navan event on the 24th of Navan. Making most of the running on that occasion. This Gallon by Big Bad Bob just succumbed to the late finish of the winner in the closing stages. But as the winner Romanised his Coventry Stakes bound in a month's time, it certainly wasn't a bad performance by Jessica Harrington's Yard. Obviously, Yard still in good form. They had a decent 2-year-old winner here yesterday in the big juvenile race. So everything looks set fair for a good run by Brick. The other one to concentrate on here is Commander Grigio, who represents that Beckford form line. It was amazing to think that Gordon Elliott could train a 2-year-old winner, but he did in the shape of the winner. But the form of that race has worked out incredibly well. Would Be King was second here in the Group 3 for the 2-year-olds, and there's been several others that have performed to a very high standard subsequently. Fozzie Stackshards certainly proved that he is a decent juvenile in his own right with a good running fourth, and he should also go well if handling the ground. The other one to keep an eye on is it's Chestnut Checkers, who was a 50-1 chance on that occasion, but he didn't get the clearest of runs and actually run a good deal better than his finishing position to suggest. And he's around about a 33-1 shot this morning, so he may be worth a look at them at a bigger price. But I'll stick with that course and distance form of Commander Grigio and hope that he can put his name on the map.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, which is the Tattersall's Gold Cup Group 1 event over the extended mile and a quarter. And given that the ground is now genuinely on the soft side, that should play very much into the hands of Success Days from the Ken Condon stable. This horse is a real heart on the sleeve front runner, and he's liable to go off and try and make this a very strong test here this afternoon. He did so first time out at Nace. Unfortunately, just got touched off by Air Pilot from the Rafe Beckett stable. Of course, likes a bit of giving the ground as well. Back in third was US Army Ranger, who was well beaten, to give the race a good deal of substance. On his last visit here to the County Kildare venue, he won the Group 3 Royal Whip Stakes in pretty decisive fashion, making all the running and beating Fascinating Rock and, of course, Moonlight Magic, who reopposes. And on the strict basis of that form, this horse has got every chance of repeating the dose. Right about 4-1 this morning. Everything looks set fair for Success Days to make a bold fist of it from the front.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, which is the Group 3 contest for the 3-year-olds. It's the Gagnon Stakes, and Red Label is obviously going to be a very popular choice here, representing the banging form Jessica Harrington stable. He won quite snugly on his seasonal reappearance at Gowran, thus also at the same time providing us with clues that he handles soft ground. The time figure, however, wasn't all that special, so whether he deserves to be a 7-4 shot on the bare bones of that form alone is very much open to question. So I'll just pass him over on value grounds here today. I certainly think Vociferous Marina will run a good deal better than she did at York, albeit it wasn't a terrible run when she finished fourth behind Shutter Speed. But prior to that, she clocked a very good time when winning in Navan, and if she can bounce back to that form, she'd definitely have a chance. But at the prices this morning, around about 12-1, I much prefer having a little bit of a each-way tilt on Angel Island from the Fozzie Sack stable. Just had the two runs this set, filly by So You Think. First of all, she lowered the colours of Dabalina, who's gone on to advertise that form with two subsequent wins. And albeit she got beat last time out down in Killarney, I'm not sure she was totally in love with that track when Bumbacina, a much more speedier type, got the better of her on that particular occasion. But she certainly clocked a decent time, even in defeat. And with today's very testing conditions likely to suit her better than most, I do think she's slightly overpriced and is worth an each-way punt there in race three.
Race four.
On to the big race of the day then, which is the Irish 1,000 Guineas. And obviously all eyes will be on Winter, who bids to give Aidan O'Brien yet another classic. Of course, Churchill completed the double yesterday with victory here, despite not handling the ground. And that's the key to Winter, really, this afternoon. We know she's a really smooth travelling horse and a floater over fast ground, as she proved at Newmarket when winning the 1,000. But today, well, the surface will be totally alien to her. Now, she's going to have to obviously battle her way through it rather than look at silky smooth. And we just don't know whether she's capable of doing that. Obviously, she's the classiest horse in the race, and she's most likely to pull through. But at 4-5, well, she doesn't represent massive value in my eyes. And with the dead eight runners going to post, this does look an each-way betting opportunity to be had beyond her. In midweek, I did think Rihanna was going to be the one to be with. She's got really good form here at the Curragh, and although she'll handle soft ground, she's definitely better on a fast surface, as she proved when she won in Nace in a fast time last time out. Unfortunately, the heavens have opened and her chances are diminished somewhat. However, I do think Anine will certainly go well at a nice price, around about 12-1 this morning, and I'll probably just have a few quid each way on Kevin Prendergast filly. She's been targeted in this race ever since she won here at the Curragh towards the back end of last season, clocking a fast time into the process. And there's been loads of horses that have come out of that race, including Alluringly, which suggested that that was a pattern race disguised as a maiden. Obviously, Kevin's very good at producing these kind of horses first time out. And around about 12-1 this morning, I do think Aneen has got every chance of running a big race there in that Group 1 contest.
Race 5.
On to the 4 o'clock then, which is a mile handicap. And the couple I like here are Bumbacina and Megan's Moon. Now, these two horses run on an identical course and distance on the same card on the same evening. So we've got a good chance of lining them up and seeing which horse comes out the best. And there's hardly anything to split them. On my sectional times, I've got Megan's Moon doing 52.6 and I got Bumbacina doing 52.8. So they're virtually the same kind of filly. But if you look at the weights and measures and see what they were carrying that night and see what they're carrying here today. Well, obviously, Megan's Moon probably did the best performance from a pure pace handicapping perspective. Given that she also proven that she handled the ground that night, I'd probably just about favour Megan's Moon on this occasion. But like I said, I don't think there's going to be a great deal between them.
Race number 6.
On to the 4:30 then, which is a decent looking 2 mile handicap, and the one clearly to concentrate here on the basis that she could be very, very well treated is Willie Mullins, his whiteout. Willie's got a fantastic record when he does run horses here at the Curragh, and there's no reason to think that this horse won't follow suit, albeit she's very lightly raced and hasn't got spectacular form on the level. She's clearly open to a good deal of improvement, considering as well she's improved quite significantly in the interim based on all her jumps form. You only have to look at her last few performances over timber to suggest she could be very well treated here. She's finished behind the likes of Apples Jade and Vroom Vroom Mag, and she's rated a genuine 147, 148 horse at her very best. So a mark of 77 today, she's clearly going to be very dangerous. She won't mind the conditions, she stays very strongly, and I take white out there to make a mockery of her lenient looking handicap mark in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest then, which is a mile and a quarter maiden. And for the track standard, this looks a particularly weak affair, certainly on paper anyway. Iron Mountain, well, he's just had the one run. And he ran okay behind Sabre companion Warren Secretary, but he didn't exactly fill you with a massive amount of confidence that day. He had the tongue tie on for the first time and he wandered around under pressure, hence the fact that the connections have now gone for the blinkers. He's also an unknown quantity on the ground, and being by Son of Warfront, you won't really want to be diving in at 5-4 to take the chance to find out. Therefore, I'll probably go with Europium here from the Dermot Wells stable. Filly, of course, by the great Frankel, so she's obviously clearly going to be talented. And if you look at her dam as well, Revered, well, she only had 5 races in life, but 2 of those were on soft ground and she performed to a very high standard. So being out of the Oasis Dream family line, then there's a good chance that she'll handle the conditions here this afternoon. So a little bit of a chance taken there on Europium making a winning racecourse appearance.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, which looks a viciously competitive, difficult to solve mile handicap coming up at 5:30. However, I do think Seawolf, the top weight, he looks sure to go well, even though he's got the heavy burden of 10 stone 1. On the 2 visits he's had here at the County Kildare venue, he's managed to be successful. The first of them came over 7 furlongs, but then latterly on his final start here, towards the back end of last season, he managed to win the Irish Cambridgeshire in pretty easy fashion, defying a mark of 95. He simply cruised to the front with 2 furlongs to run, and he got the race in safekeeping thereafter. He would have been all the better for the run with that run in the Irish Lincoln when he finished 3rd behind Stabber companion Brendan Bracken. And now going back onto a straight track with a nice draw right in the middle, ran about 8-1 this morning. I think Seawolf has got every chance of going close there in the 5:30. The other one I'd like to mention favourably, 7 left from the Banging Force Sheila Lavery stable. Sheila is very much a trainer to have on side when her horses hit a bit of a purple patch. And 7 left ran an eye-catching race on debut when he was seasonal debut when he was 5th behind Texas Rock the other day over what seemingly looked an inadequate 7 furlongs. Certainly his run style suggested he'll get this mile no problem. And he also likes a bit of cutting the ground, as many runs in the past have suggested. So 7 left is also worth a bet around about the 14-16-1 mark to go along with Seawolf. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again tomorrow, where we're going to be taking a look at the 7 race jump card at Ballinrobe beginning at 6 o'clock. Until then, have a great afternoon, and it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.